Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Angie. AKA Miss Mo Better. Mo Better. Mo Better. And Storm. 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 Keep it locked. The Diva Squad. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio, Radio, Love, Fairness, 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 with the Diva Squad, the Squad, the Squad, AKA Miss Mo, Miss Mo, Miss Mo, Miss Mo, Miss Mo, and don't. Keep it locked, locked, the Diva Squad.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Spotlight stuck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans. And I don't see no way in the future or the scene. I bet you wishing that you had me back. A new mind frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that web, web, what it's foul. What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, that's placing the bands, I'm coming out like.
Rich Money, thanks for that intro. We put that together now.
I'm loving
it. Something new, something different.
Al McDonald said, ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. What's going on, Storm? How's things going on your forefront? What's good?
It's just going good, Just chilling at work, you know, trying to make sure I'm still tuned in on Wednesday night. You know what to do. You know. I'm excited.
I know that's right. Listen, it is what it is. It's hump day, folks. You know, we trying to get over that hump. Make it to Friday Junior, a.k.a. Thursday. Got to give it a new insight. Thursday is new to Friday, is the new Friday Junior. It just sounds better, closer to that weekend. But before I get started, I'd like to say this is an adult show. We promote 18 and older callers. We discuss adult topics over here. We're not licensed psychologists. We're not here to fix anything, but we are here to support. If you have any questions or comments that you would like to share on our show, you can hit me up on Facebook. I'm Miss Mo Better. You can hit Lavina GQ Palace on Facebook. We have a few avenues where you can hit us up. You can also send us an email with a letter or, you know, something to GEEQUE002@gmail.com. And that's all lowercase letters. GEEQUE002@gmail.com. I will give that information again towards the end of the show. Again, we appreciate all our callers and our listeners that tune in to GQ Palace Radio. Without you, there is no us. So, again, we appreciate that. Thank you in advance for tuning in with us over here at GQ Palace Radio. I want to give a big shout out to whoever's celebrating a birthday. This is now Aries season. Shout out to all the Aries out there that's celebrating. Celebrate responsibly, you know. Turn up responsibly. You're going out to call Uber, pick you up, call a friend, call Tyrone, somebody to give you a ride. No, don't get out there drinking and driving and all of that stuff. It's not that serious. So,
that's right. Diva, I just want to say definitely happy birthday to T, one of these Divas. Twisted T, definitely. Happy birthday, T.
Yes, that's right.
As well.
Yes. What was it, the 19th was her birthday?
The 20th, I think.
The 20th? Oh, okay. Yeah, well, happy birthday, Twisted T. If you on the line, you get on here and kick it with us Divas, you know?
Hopefully you got Twisted for your birthday. Live up to your name, just saying.
Yes, indeed. Yes. So.
Oh, but also, wait. Sorry, I forgot to say also, and definitely a shout-out to the winner for the Nonstop Media event, City. City won $1,000 and all the perks to go along with it, so just a shout-out to him as well.
Okay.
And definitely a shout-out to Diva. You and Chantel and also Kitty Bay for, you know, definitely helping GQ Palace be in the building on Sunday night at the Nonstop Media event. Thanks to you guys as well.
Yes, indeed. I enjoyed myself. I did. I love it. City, was that the guy from the Bronx?
Yeah, I think City's in the Bronx, or Harlem, one of them.
Okay. I'm trying to see if I remember which one it was or whatever.
Oh, there's a picture on him. Kitty Bay also put a picture of him up. He's like fourth. It was his fourth time winning. Back to back. He's definitely taking them home each and every time, and he definitely did a great performance. So shout out to him and his crew. And congratulations. When we were waiting outside, they were one of the people that was in front of us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the baseball cap on with the black, I think.
Okay, all right. Well, shout out to the city, the winner. Yes, indeed. It was a lot of artists there that night that represented, and you know, I don't know, call me biased, but Nimrod definitely did it for me. You know, it's just
and you were leaving
his whole delivery. the whole delivery and everything was just, you know, I just did it for me as far as hip hop is concerned.
Right.
You know, I'm a hip hop fan.
He was a featured act. He was a featured act, so he
okay.
wasn't in the performance. So the what happens
okay.
is you pay to also compete, you know, to be in the
right.
competition, and then you have the featured acts. The featured acts is not in the competition. They're just coming to
okay.
show you what they can
to
do.
To show,
pretty much.
Okay, all
right.
Right.
But,
I can understand that.
Yeah, he wasn't in that, though.
He wasn't
to show
competing.
What he could do. Nah,
Okay. That makes more sense. For real, it does. It makes a little more sense now that you say that. But again, I definitely appreciated his music. But again, a shout out to everybody that got up there, you know, that built up the courage to go up there. Everybody, you know, not everybody has what it really takes, but, you know, hey, listen, I might not like something and you might love it, you know, understand what I'm saying? So, shout out to Cuba Links. Cuba Links and Jazzy Joyce for being in the building too. Shout out to the judges and all that stuff. So, but it was definitely a great event, and there'll be more to come. So y'all stay tuned. Stay tuned. You know. So on that note, because I know we don't really have much time tonight. We're gonna be on till about 9 o'clock tonight. So hopefully you guys get in on the conversation with us early. That way we get a little bit in. Tonight we're going to about 9, right, Storm?
Yeah. We got 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, and we're gonna end it tonight. But definitely next week, you know, the calls gotta press that one button so we can go on them 2 hours, and we could, you know, just sit and chat
right.
and talk, and you know, and definitely we're looking forward to hearing from people. But I also want to make sure that we do say a shout out to Carl from Murder Inc. He was definitely in the building as well. That
That's
was definitely
right.
a nice connect to have, you know.
Absolutely, so I apologize for that. I definitely forgot to mention him. Cool, there was a cool group of judges. They was cool, you know what I'm saying?
Sorry.
What we got
tonight?
Okay, all right. Enough of that, right? Again, we press for time over here, so I'm gonna right now. First, I'm gonna get into the Diva Mail, and the Diva Mail runs right into our topic tonight. So let me get out with this Diva Mail first. Let's see what I got here. All right, it says, Dear Divas, I want everybody to pay attention to this letter. It says, Dear Divas, my name is not that important. However, I will go by 21 questions. Okay, 21 questions. Okay, I'm 37 and have been in a relationship for 7 years now. My man and I have 3 children together, only one together, though. He's great to my other children. We are not married but are engaged. Now, my problem is that my man cheated on me, and he had a baby with some other chick. We've been through this fighting back and forth, breaking up, and getting back together. However, now I'm having trouble accepting the other child. I love this man, but I'm having a problem accepting the baby. I'm torn and don't really know how to deal with or approach the situation. I need some advice on what I should do. So if anyone is listening that has a little advice or some insight, please feel free to share with me. Thank you in advance. P.S. I love your show, Divas.
Oh, thank you.
21 questions. So, with that being said, before we even go into answering the Diva Mail, the actual topic tonight is, does the woman have the right to deny the child by the side chick?
Well, okay. Help me real fast, though. So the topic is, does a woman, can a woman deny the child by a sidekick? But with the Diva Mail, they were having problems, and he got somebody else pregnant, so he had a child.
Yeah, he cheated. So, but it said he cheated before they actually started fighting and breaking up and all of that stuff. You know, she said he cheated. She said, now my problem is that my man cheated. He cheated on me and had a baby with some child chick. And we've been, you know, going through it, fighting back and forth and breaking up and getting back together and all that stuff. However, now I'm having trouble accepting the other child. I love this man, but I'm having a problem accepting the baby. That's deep, you know what I'm saying? Because my thing is, I don't know if I'm, you know, playing devil's advocate or whatever. If you accepted this man back knowing that he cheated and had this baby, then you're accepting the baby. You understand what I'm saying? Now, we already know, everybody already know, children are not asked, they don't ask to be born. So, you know, if you accepted this man back, I think you accepted the baby as well. Of course, it's going to be hard to look at the baby, you know, in the beginning, like, wow, my man really, this is, you know, my man really cheated and you created life, like, you know, a life that was supposed to be ours, but they have a child together too. But, you know, it just causes a lot of confusion. Like, I don't know. I've never really been in that position, so I wouldn't know what to really say.
I don't know. To me, I'm kind of stuck with, like, damn, you ain't use no protection? Like, okay, I understand.
Exactly, just raw dogging, right?
You ain't used nothing? You just ran up in the first thing that you saw and that was it?
No.
I don't know.
That's the thing. Like, it's not even the fact that you cheating, that you cheating raw dogs. Like, what's so hard about putting a condom on? You know what I'm saying? Like, most men brag about the size of their penis anyway. So, you know, go out there and cop you some Magnums. Stop running your mouth if you can't fit them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. You know what? I don't know. People, we got our first caller this evening also. We're going to bring the caller on and then we'll, you know, answer and give our feedback some more.
Okay.
Caller, are you there?
Caller, are you there? Hello, caller?
All right. Well, the caller should be Dave, I guess, in a minute.
Okay.
Dave's going to be your caller, but meanwhile, I'll definitely answer. Wow. See me? I think I said this before on one of the other shows. See, my problem would be, if I understood it correctly, her man cheated on her before they started having problems. That's the first mistake. Because he cheated on her before they started having problems, and she still took him back. So she accepted whatever the nonsense was that he did while they weren't together. Or she accepted what he did and forgave him, I guess you can say. You can't forget, because guess what? Now baby's there. So my thing personally is, I'm sorry. I feel like once you cheat on me, I can't accept you back. I can't take you back. So therefore, if you did have a baby, that would be between you and that person, not between you and I, because I wouldn't accept you back, because what was something so sacred to me that's supposed to be just you and I, now you done went and gave it to somebody else. So now it's not sacred anymore.
Yeah,
you know, it's certainly not safer to me. Just real fast, though. Looks like Dave might have hung up or got disconnected. But we do have another someone on the line. Tina, are you there?
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi, I'm here.
Hi. How are you? What's your name?
Tina Morris. How you doing?
Welcome, Tina. Thanks for calling in.
You know what's so funny? I was just trying to listen. This is my first time, you know, listening to your radio station. And my face pressed the button by accident. I didn't hear really want to be
okay,
so
you know what? That actually was no accident. That was supposed to happen. Don't worry about it.
Okay. I'm not even on topic with you guys. I think that they should keep it moving, but I just wanted to speak about a personal matter.
Okay.
That's like way left field. Basically, I actually was on Facebook, and I see that you guys posted on my page about the radio show. I'm the mother that has a special needs daughter, and she was jumped in high school by three boys.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
She was assaulted in the high school, and I feel that the school neglected my child. You know, I felt she didn't get the proper resources she needed. As her being a special needs student, and the school withheld information from me, knowing that she was being bullied and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just at a crossroads because I am a God-fearing parent, and
mm-hmm.
I didn't even press charges on the three boys, but I just feel some kind of way, even though I'm praying and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to make the school be safer, you know, and just. I hope this is like a wake-up call to all the school personnel there to see that they need more help. They need to hire more security guards in the school, you know? And they just need more.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's just a mess there. But now I'm to the point where I just want to transfer my daughter out of the school now. So
yeah,
I hope somebody's listening and they're taking me serious because they're giving me a hard time to transfer my daughter out of the school.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
So what advice do you have for me? That I should do. You think I should sue the school? Or
let me tell you. I'm gonna tell you because listen, I love God too. And you know, as being a God fearing mother, no, that's a faith without works is dead.
Yes,
now this has to be actually brought to the light. This has to be known. That this is going on, this is what happened, and if the courts have to get involved, you're not looking to sue them just for the money purposes. You understand what I'm saying? This has to be brought, it has to be exposed. That way, if there is somebody else having this problem, they'll know what to do too. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, because a lot of times you sweep this stuff under the rug and act like it's going to go away.
Yeah, that's what
and
I was
no.
saying. And the rug is getting way too lumpy. We're starting to trip over the rug.
Big.
So much stuff under there. Yeah,
no, you take further action to ensure the safety of your daughter. You know, and trust me, God will back you on that because you're not doing this for malicious purposes. You're
exactly.
doing it for
that's
the protection of your daughter.
That was God's, not mine. Yes, and I
so,
and
right.
it's just a shame because I'm a single parent on a fixed income, and
mm-hmm.
I don't have money to get a lawyer. You know.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving you the run around because they see that you're struggling and they figure, oh, we can put one over on her. But it's not about just my child. It's about everybody's child, you know?
That's right.
And like
that's
you
right.
right.
You know what?
You got to let everybody know what's going on.
Yeah, see, what I think, though, even though, you know, that you're a single, you know, that you're a single mom, you know, I think that it's, you know, it's our duty, you know what I'm saying? It's our duty to be able to make sure that, she, one, she feels safe, and two, she might need the therapy that she has to get at this point, and which
mm-hmm.
those bills are going to be expensive. That's not going to be anything that's going to be easy, you know. So, therefore, me personally, I would definitely push it as far as I can push it, you know. I would definitely push it. I want her to be transferred. I want everyone to be held accountable for what they did to my baby because guess what? At the end of the day, she can't get those days back. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Now, that's her heart. That's her pride. That's her self-esteem. That's so many different things that's going to be going on in her head. And I think that by pushing it underneath the rug and not saying anything about it, to me, I feel like that's opening up the door for it to happen to somebody else. And we want to pray about it, but we also want to push it, and we want these kids to be held
that's
accountable
right.
for what they did.
That's right.
Because if there's no punishment and there's no consequences for it, then guess what? They're going to do it again because
and
they
got
away.
All right.
You
absolutely.
Know? So to me,
absolutely.
I'm going to push it. I'm definitely going to push it. And if you say, okay, well, you know what? you know, okay, you pressed the one button, you know, and you definitely got on the air, and we know we're thankful that you got on with us and we're able to help you and give you advice, but also it doesn't stop there, you know. We keep pushing the issue, and we want people to be held accountable for everything that they're doing, the school and the kids.
And knowing that you are a single mother and your finances are, you know, pretty much set, you can go to the Legal Aid Society and they'll help you.
I
don't know where you're from,
but I'm from Brooklyn, Bed-Stuy LG Project, but right now I live in Mount Vernon, and I got the Legal Aid number, but it just keeps going to voicemail. No one ever answers. And I already left my name and number, and they said they'll get back to you. The incident happened March 6th, and they haven't gotten back to me yet.
A lot of times you got to show up. Now everything is an automated system on a telephone and different things like that. If you can, you go down there. You show up. Show up. Not only that, there's a lot of attorneys that'll actually take this case. You know, you just have to do some research on, you know, there's different types of attorneys that handles different things. So you have
I found one, but she won $65,000. She won $6,500 up front.
Oh, well, no, she's not the right one.
I was thinking about trying to start a GoFundMe page, you know, but I'm not too internet savvy. So I'm, like, trying to find somebody that probably can help me set up a page.
Right.
What we'll do is... because I think the other callers actually want to give her feedback as well. But what we can do is we can have Rich Money take down your name and your number, and we can also help you by doing the GoFundMe page. It's very simple. We can help you get that going, you know, here on the Diva Squad. You know, we'll help you get that going. And then we'll also help by looking, you know, and seeing if we can find someone, a lawyer that can represent you in your area, which is honestly just a lot of phone calls and back and forth. But listen, we'll make the time, and we'll definitely reach out to help you so at least we can put you in contact with the right people that can help you with your situation. So before we finish...
Well, I would like to say to both of you ladies that y'all stay blessed, and I want to intercede and pray for y'all and say, may God bless your hands and order your footsteps, and may everything y'all touch be blessed and have favor.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you too.
Rich Money, if you can just get her information, and then we're going to bring on also Dave and Matthew. Rich Money, can you put Dave and Matthew on? I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
My name is Matthew Bourne. Yes. Chop it up.
Welcome to the Diva Squad. Yes.
Did I hear that? Because I don't identify myself as a diva, so that would be an objection.
The Diva Squad is us. You're calling into our show. We're the actual Diva Squad.
Okay. That makes more sense. That makes a lot more sense. So, I'm 17, and I'm from Brooklyn, East New York, right? Living in a place called Starrett City. And so I was advised to call this number, and I would like to know if there's a discussion being discussed right now or if there's a topic being, you know, discussed. I would like to speak on it, you know?
Okay.
All right. Well, Diva, let's have
it. Yes,
so,
indeed. All
so
right.
So what are we speaking on?
Right now, we have another caller on the line that was talking about something.
Hold on one minute. So I'm sitting here for about half an hour. We've been on 15 minutes, but I'm sitting here for half an hour, and I'm trying to figure out if I'm the stepchild that lady was talking about, because I'm not getting no respect here.
Let me help you. Hold on.
I feel like I was the child made by the side chick. And nobody's accepted me.
You might be. We can't answer that question. You might be the side child. Listen. We called you on the air before, and this is Dave speaking. We called you on the air before. There was no response. So
I was speaking. Nobody was answering me. Nobody could hear me. I was like in the corner.
It was
on
a technical difficulty on your behalf because we were
no,
still on talk show.
No.
You heard
also,
us, right?
I had the same problem. Also,
just to help out, just so we can continue on with it, though, we did have somebody calling that definitely had a very important topic that did take precedence. I'm just saying. But that did take precedence over a couple of things because we kind of had to put our topic to the side to let her ask her topic and give her feedback, which was very important. I don't know if you heard what she was saying, but it was definitely very important. So I will definitely apologize to you, Dave. But you know, here on the Diva Squad, every Wednesday night starting at 8 o'clock, we do allow people to call in and ask their questions as well. And she kind of needed some feedback, so I'm happy that we can be able to assist her. And I'm sure you will assist her also, Dave, after you hear what she had to say. Okay.
Well, yeah, I heard what she had to say, and I wanted to kind of address her on taking the child out of school. It's a very straightforward process. It's a very easy process. And whoever's in the school is giving her misinformation don't belong in the school. Because as a parent, and I heard her say something about stepmom, so I wasn't sure if she was the stepmom of the child or the actual mother. But there's a very simple process where you go and you just go to the guidance counselor. You let them know you're taking the child out of school. They're going to give you a sealed envelope that goes to the next school that the child is going to go to, along with the information. You don't open it up because it goes to the other school. And it's a simple process, but I wanted to address her on that. But before that, before she came on, I heard you say that we're going to go till 9 o'clock. I have never done this before, but tonight and only tonight, I'm going to have to put the pimp game down. We're going to at least 9:01. You understand what I'm saying?
You know what, stepchild? You a piece of work. You know that. You are a piece of work, stepchild.
Matthew, go ahead. Go ahead, Matthew. Go ahead, buddy.
Okay. So, Diva, we do have a new caller, Matthew, who called in. If you could just give him the topic so this way he can give us his feedback, and then, Dave, you can do yours too.
Yes, and all right, I'm going to give you guys the Diva Mail and then the topic all at the same time. Now, the topic, the Diva Mail is as follows. It says, Dear Divas, my name is not that important. However, I will go by 21 questions. I'm 37 years old and have been in a relationship for 7 years now. My man and I have 3 children, only one together, though. He is great to my other children. We are not married but are engaged. Now, my problem is that my man cheated on me and had a baby with some side chick. We've been through the fighting, the back and forth, and breaking up and getting back together. However, now I'm having trouble accepting the other child. I love this man, but I'm having a problem accepting a baby. I'm torn and don't really know how to deal with the situation or approach the situation. I need some advice on what I should do. If anyone is listening that has a little advice or input, please feel free to share with me. Thank you in advance. P.S. I love your show, Divas.
I'll address that real quick, and it's going to be very short. Based on the letter of the in coming ins and the going outs, and the ons and offs, I suspect that the side chick is actually the lady who's calling the other side chick. You see what I'm saying? Because it wasn't a continuous, ongoing relationship. At some point, she was the side chick. The other one was the side. So you're dealing with two side chicks.
Now they're both side chicks, yeah.
Now they're both side chicks. Mm-hmm. You see? And the only thing you're going to get from side chicks is chicken. And that's all I got to say. So go ahead.
Yes. Well, the topic actually does the woman have the right to deny the child?
Absolutely.
Is it her child? Because if it's not her child, then yes, she has the right to deny the child.
No, it's not her child. The man had a child with somebody else outside of their relationship. So.
All right.
Matthew, no, she does not have. She's not obligated to raise any child that's not hers. However, if the child doesn't have a mother, if the child has certain circumstances that would make it the right thing to do for her to raise that child, then sure, why not?
Right. Well, my take was, listen, if you accepted this man back, he cheated and all of that stuff, but the baby comes along with him. I can understand you not really having to interact with the baby or whatever, but, you know, if the man had to some point going to probably want to bring the child home, to his home, well, he's going to always go out to see him, and then now it's going to raise another problem where she's not even really going to trust him, because every time he leaves now to go see his child, he's going to be with the side chick. You understand what I'm saying? So then that just opens up another problem.
In my opinion, if the lady who wrote in, if you're listening, well, what I feel is that you should just speak to your significant other, and, you know, tell them that you feel that you have this specific avoiding of this other child, that you don't want to be a part of that child's life. I feel like you should have a real sit down with whoever it is that is your significant other, see what they have to say about it, and, you know, if they disagree with what you have to say about it, then, I mean, you guys got to come on to some common ground. You see,
I don't know if y'all know, if you ever heard, you have some women that are crazy that'll actually resent the baby and do bad things to those kids. You know, that's a reality. I've seen that happen where, you know, the woman act like she was accepting the baby, and then, you know, and behind closed doors, she's pinching the baby and doing all kind of other things.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying? So stuff like that happens, and you just have to be careful. But like you said, they have to sit down and have an adult conversation. 21 questions, if you're listening, and I'm sure you are. You sit down with your significant other, your fiance, or however you address each other, and you have this conversation. Let him know how you really feeling. You understand now that you can, and then open up options for both of you. Whether you want to stay and he go, or he go, you stay, whatever. Whether y'all split ways or however the situation is, but y'all got to be big people and sit down and have a big people conversation.
And I'd like to say one last thing about this topic, which is that if you are listening again, and if you've heard us say, if you are listening, then you've heard us say that you need to have the sit down. And so if you're finding some sort of objection to having the sit down, I will say why I feel that isn't a good idea, because, again, like, I'm unsure of the series name. However, another person on the line has said that what if the guy becomes sneaky, et cetera, et cetera. You see, there will be a time eventually where your emotions towards this child will become so great that the guy's mentioning of the child's name, something small could set you off, and eventually the truth is gonna come out regardless. You see, the facts are gonna be facts regardless. You see, you can't really avoid them for too long, especially if that's your fiance, especially if you guys already have a child together, especially if he has another child. Those are living people. You see, they're not something you could just postpone. They're not you could. Those are emotions that you can't really avoid. You see, so again, have this sit down. Make sure you guys come to common ground. If you disagree with anything he says, make sure you let it be known. Otherwise, you know, well, there's no otherwise. This conversation between you two
is what I feel needs to happen because just trying to avoid it is just going to build and build and build. Like we were speaking with this lady Tina that's on the line now. About a situation that she's having, you know, and she's a God-fearing woman, and, you know, I'll give her a chance to explain her story one quick time if you're still on here, Tina. Are you still here?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, because, you know, how you try to, you know, avoid a situation, but it becomes bigger before it disappears, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I try to preach forgiveness because, like I said, I'm a God-fearing woman, and God is love, and love is forgiveness. But it's just so hard to, as me being a woman coming from a domestic violence situation, it's just hard to see my only child, and especially child having three boys, hold her down to the floor and repeatedly kick her on her head and chest, and then the school tells me that it's not their protocol to call her ambulance or the cops. So I had to pull them from my own phone. And thank God I did that, because had and I did that, I wouldn't have no paper trail to show that my daughter was injured. Because now it's a he said, she said, and they trying to cover their tracks. You know, but I have my paperwork. But at the end of the day, my daughter was assaulted, and now she knows what it feels like to have a man put their hands on her, even though it's a child situation. She is traumatized from that. And it's not only my daughter. I just feel that the school needs to get it together and make every child in that high school safe. They have 1,400 students and only 27 security guards. So y'all need some help. Come on now.
That's right.
And and we have to shine a light on it, because it's something, like you said, you can't sweep under the rug, because it affects everyone's child. And just imagine it being your daughter.
Right.
Whether what happened, who was right or wrong, is at the end of the day, a young woman had three boys put their hands on.
Excuse me.
And
can
we're supposed to be in love and unity. Sure.
Sure.
Hi, Tina. So what I would say to that is that first you should understand that, like, a school is a business. You see, it's a city business. You see, it brings in money, and as a school, the principal, I'm sure they do worry about. Now, I could be wrong, so just keep that in mind. But as a principal, I'm sure you worry about your student safety. But if it doesn't occur all the time, if it's not an ongoing problem, if it doesn't happen day by day, kids are getting beat up every day, if kids don't get jumped like every day, then it becomes just a that specific child. You see, they're not gonna
one little incident.
What was that?
One little incident is what it becomes.
And you know what's so funny?
Yeah.
That it's a lot of incidents going on, but it's not being reported. When I went up there to speak about my child, another parent was there showing me, because they put they videoed my daughter and put it on Facebook. So it wasn't only my child. I'm at the office. Another parent is showing me her child on Facebook. And then they jumped the child right in front of the principal and the security guard with the parent.
Wow.
12 boys just came and rushed up.
And you see,
it's
now
just like out of order. It's very chaotic, you know?
If
we don't have all the parents speaking up, then it's just going to be me against the world. But we all have to say something.
Right.
That's exactly it. See, now if it's you against the world, then the school knows already that they have more say over whatever, because it's just you see? They're not going to really pay attention to it unless it becomes something that could actually damage their actual business, you see? So there are ways to have this become a real movement, you see, but you know, you gotta make sure you make it so that they understand that you mean business, you see.
Absolutely.
That you're trying to make something happen, you see, because if they sense a real threat, then they're gonna pay attention to it, because obviously that's gonna damage their business, you see. But if they don't really sense any kind of threat, if they just see a mom who's angry about something, then they're gonna blow it off. They're gonna say, well, she's not really gonna do anything about it, so let's not pay too much attention to it, and let's worry about how to make this school become more rich. See,
let's keep our funding going. And you know what? You contact Channel 11 News is good for they go at schools and different things like that. You go to the news stations if you need to, and different things like that. Because, again, it needs some type of exposure. Otherwise, it'll just be pushed to the side as, again, one more incident, just another incident that was handled in-house. We can handle that. You understand? So you have to continue on with this. Don't give up your fight, even if it is you against the world. At least you can say at the end of the day, I did what I thought was right for my child.
But the key is the fact that it's for your child. So me, I go against the world for mine. So at the end of the day, you want to make sure that whatever news channel that you have to call that's in your area, okay, so you know what? You want to push it underneath the rug. You don't want to help me with this transfer. You want to pretend like it didn't happen. You try the nice channel first. If that doesn't work, then you know what? I don't have a problem calling the news and getting the news up to your school, because then you will pay attention, because now it will be on the news, and this will get your attention.
And now I'm on the Diva Show.
That's right. Now you're on the Diva Squad.
The Diva Show.
Where lots of people listen. Believe
That's
me.
That's right.
So, and it's a travesty because school is supposed to be a home away from home for your children, where you,
right.
you're not, you don't have to, you're not really worried about what's going on because, you know, you have the proper people, the alleged proper people in place. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
people are now more worried about their budget as opposed to the safety of their children.
Say it again. Say it again.
They're more worried about the doggone budget. We're going to lose funding for this if we say this and different. Or the state is going to come in here and take over our schools, and we can't have that. Trust me, I see it all the time. They always but you got to get it so it's publicized,
it's
even if you have to start your own petition.
Right, and they have to be accountable for what took place when you send your kid to a safe place, and that's what we want to say it is. It's a safe place where they go and get their education, and now everyone has to be held accountable for what took place by
that's
any
right.
means necessary. Mm-hmm. Because guess what? Your child is going to be the one that's going to need some type of therapy. It's going to affect her. Her outlook is going to be a little different for a while. You know what I'm saying? It's going to get worse before it gets better. And at the
mm-hmm.
end of the day, she's going to need some things that sometimes a single mother can't provide all of this therapy by herself. You know, that might be days off work for you. That might mean, okay, she can't go to school because she's feeling some kind of way. She might not go to a therapist. There's different things, and everybody should be held accountable for it. That's just,
yep.
you know, my intake.
And I'm just upset with the school. I wish they changed their protocol because they're saying that, they have registered nurses there. And if the child looks okay on the outside, then they don't need an ambulance call. But if anyone
is
saying any blows to the head and kick to the chest, what could stop the heart, then automatically they should be thoroughly looked out at a hospital, you know. And I'm just glad that I had you guys to hear me, and I know the Lord will fight all my battles. And I just want to say grace and peace to my pastor, Hezekiah Walker, if he's listening, you know, and shout out to you, ladies.
Thank you.
Gentlemen.
And then, again, don't give up your fight. You just
thank
multiply
you.
Your faith 1,000 times and listen, Lord, I'm walking out on faith right now, so I can you just point me into the right people
that
in the right direction.
That was God that made me press that button by accident.
Absolutely. That didn't happen by accident. I told you that. That didn't happen by accident. It was supposed to happen.
I was nervous, so I didn't know what to say. I was like, really, I'm on the air?
hold on 1 second, Gina. Hold on, honey.
Yes,
okay.
Just for all the callers that are listening in, you guys have to press the 1 button to be able to go on the air to give your feedback for any of the topics or to give Gina some advice. If anyone is listening that they can definitely help with the situation, please make sure you press the 1 button. We will be ending at 9 o'clock tonight, so we do want to get all the callers in, as many as possible, so you guys can just give your feedback for all the topics.
901.
Cut it out, stepchild. Cut it out, you stepchild. You.
But am I still on the air?
Yes, you are.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say I want to say goodnight to everybody because I am on the Obama phone and my minutes is running out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, all right. Well, we appreciate you calling in, and don't be a stranger. We're here every week. At 8 o'clock.
No, I got a new fan. I'm going to be in here every week with y'all, too. Don't worry.
All right, Tina.
Y'all
thank
can't
you.
Never put me on the air now. Y'all ain't going to get rid of me.
It's all good.
We'll
you over
tomorrow,
here, too.
Yeah.
God bless you. Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
Thank you. Have a blessed night, everybody.
Hey,
thank
Tina,
you.
Tina, start the, Tina, start the GoFundMe. I'm going to take care of you on that. Start the GoFundMe.
Okay,
okay,
I don't know how to do it.
They're going to do
it
for
okay.
you.
I got your information. I'm going to call you tomorrow. We're going to go over everything.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
We're going to put you on your page, too. Don't worry.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, so it's, and it's important because it does take more than one voice. It takes a community to actually, to reach people like this. You understand? And you have some people that live by victims, they're victims of circumstance, which holds people back from making decisions. It'll make you have you making blind sideways decisions because of my circumstances. I can't. You understand? So you know how, like you said, school is a big business, just like the prison system and all. Certain palms are getting greased, and that's why certain people get things done. So if they feel like you some type of peon or you don't really have any voice or anything, they're gonna do what they want to do with you, and that's in any district.
That's right.
That's in any district.
People, hold that thought. Rodney, are you on the air?
And I'm here.
Hi, Rod.
Hey, Rod.
You got us for about another 7 minutes.
I know, man. You know, work.
Listen, hey, duty calls. We not gonna hold that to your heart. We only charge it to your head.
I appreciate that. My head is already good.
Yes, indeed. But right now we're just speaking on how it really takes a community to raise a child, because she's having issues with her child in school, and the school is not doing anything to rectify the situation or to make it right. And it's sad because, again, it starts at the top. As far as people getting their palms greased and having their way. When it comes to education and different things like that, and kids being bullied and stuff like that.
So, Rodney, I don't know. Did you hear what Tina was explaining, Ronnie Chan?
Huh?
Were you listening when she explained the story?
No, I didn't hear a story, but from what you're saying, I feel like, it's more than just the community and those people with the palms being greased. That's the problem. Everybody see them getting their palms greased, but at the end of the day, ain't nobody saying, hey, look, school is school. Don't get it twisted. But after school, what are most of these suburb kids got?
What happened was her daughter, which is handicapped, was jumped by three boys. And the school kind of brushed it off and act as if nothing really happened. They was misinforming her and stuff like that.
They wouldn't call the ambulance for her. They wouldn't call the ambulance for her daughter. So she went there to pick the daughter up, and then she saw that she was, injured. So she called the ambulance. So they came, they picked her up, they took her, evaluated her and stuff. And they was pretty much explaining how this is what took place. And now the school, she wants her daughter to transfer, but the school is kind of like moving slow about it. And she wanted to know.
This happened in the school?
It happened on the school grounds, yes. She didn't say if it was inside or anything, but it was at the school.
So what I can't understand is can't she request to see the video? Because the school is always usually surveilled. And, did she check to see if the school got cameras or anything in that area where this could have happened? Because I had an incident like this with my daughter in school with a security guard. And my daughter jumped back on her, and they tried to make it sound like my daughter attacked her. Then me and the mom go to the school. And I said, first thing I said to the principal, I said, listen, I'm not going to argue with you. Show me the tape. So they figure out, we got to go to the board. Well, do what you need to do. I need to see the tape before anything go down. And when they showed me the tape, they showed her jacking my daughter up, choking my daughter with her stuff. And I'm going to tell you, my daughter ain't the one for all of that. She went back on her. Yes, she did. Maybe she was wrong for that. But I always taught my kids to defend themselves. She can't defend herself. Only thing that's going to defend her right now, sweetheart, is that camera.
See,
and
that's what exactly.
If it's a scoop, they usually surveilled, yes or no. And if they ain't, then she need to get
it. It usually is, yes.
Scene.
You're right. It usually is. But see,
what she was explaining, though, was that they're not really helping her, is what she was saying. She said that, she's reaching out to them, and she's trying to, communicate with them, and they're not really helping her.
It's beyond them. It's beyond them. You understand what I'm saying? You can't go to them because they're trying to cover it up. You got to get somebody that's involved in the legal system to help you figure out what happened to your handicapped child when she's in their care. Regardless of where it happened at on the ground, she's in their care. So they're not going to tell you because they know they're wrong. You
exactly.
Have to get somebody else involved.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get somebody else involved.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And it needs to be. That's not right for nobody, people, especially to be handicapped. Boys to be. Come on, yo. They shouldn't even be in the school.
Right.
How do you brush something like that under the table, though? You call the ambulance to pick your kid up from the school. How does that get brushed under the table? There's a report on that.
Exactly. So she was pretty much saying that, like, you know, thank God she
The police is involved in everything else. Why ain't the police getting involved? There's a report. And this isn't in that school, there's police.
Right. So what she was explaining was she wouldn't help, like, advice about what she should do. So we were pretty much explaining to her that there's different things that you can do. And she was saying, you know, I'm a single mother, you know, money's tight, you know, and I reached out for a lawyer, but the lawyer wants, like, $6,000 or something. You know, so, you know, with the Diva Squad, I told her that, you know, leave your information and then we're going to help, you know, call different places and see if we can help her, you know, find a lawyer and then see if we can set the GoFundMe up for her. This way, that's something that she'll have for her daughter as well. No?
That's good. That's good. It's a good platform for that, too, to get people to help her out because this needs to be brought to the attention. She needs to get the media and everybody involved on this. I've seen them do dumb stuff on GoFundMe. This is something serious.
That's right.
I know people will help out. I know they will because this needs to be really addressed. And I ain't trying to say I have handicapped people in my family, but to know that three boys can jump somebody handicapped
and not be reprimanded for that. Like, come on. And then y'all didn't even want to call a rescue. What if she could have went into a seizure or anything? RN. Come on.
This is a girl?
It's a girl. Yeah.
How old was this girl?
We didn't ask her, actually.
If she said, yeah.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
I'm still on the phone. I never hung up. God was telling me to hold on, even if I run out of minutes, you know. But I'm still here. My daughter, she's 14. She's in the 9th grade. The boys that jumped her was in the 10th grade. Yeah, there is surveillance camera in the school. She was jumped in the school hallway. I did see the tape, but I can't access the tape without the lawyer. They said only the lawyer could get the tape.
So we're going to get you a lawyer. That's all. We're going to get you a lawyer.
And I have my police report. I went to the youth detective, and they said that being that the boys are under 16, that they can't be charged as juveniles.
However, they want to charge them, they need to be charged. Not only them, just the school, too. Because those kids should have been suspended.
Yeah, they got suspended for only 5 days. They got suspended for 5 days, and now they're back at the school.
You know what?
Hey, Tina.
Now, you can tell. Yes. We need to get this lawyer because, honestly, the school should be paying for her to get a tutor because now she no longer wants to go to school because she's afraid. You understand what I'm saying? Now she's going to fall off with her studies or whatever she's going through because she's afraid.
That's right.
And that's what I'm trying to explain to them. And they keep trying to tell me, oh, she looks okay on the outside, so we're just going to give her some more support. We'll give her more therapists and social workers in the school to keep tabs on her. Then she come home today telling me that she had another incident yesterday, that she had a substitute and the boy threw something at her face. And I'm like, what is going on?
What school is this?
I really didn't want to say because, you know, I live in Mount Vernon, and I'm from Brooklyn. So you can put two and two together. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, no question. I'm just asking, and I don't expect you to, because then you don't want nobody putting a face to the name.
I'm a single parent of domestic violence myself, and I'm 35, and I'm black.
Christina, can you reload those phones that you have?
Huh?
Can you reload the phone that you have, or once you run out, that's
it?
Huh? Hello?
Can you reload the phone?
He's asking if you can reload the minutes on your phone.
Can I lower it? What happened is, this is, I call it Obama phone, so it's one of those free phones. They only give me 350 minutes, and then after it runs out, I have to put $5 on it, and then it gives me like an additional 250 minutes.
Okay, so what I'm saying is this, Divas.
Yes, sir.
You got her information, right?
Yes, we do.
All right, so
I'm not working. I'm actually out on disability myself. I just had an accident.
All right, so here's what I'm saying. I don't need her personal information. I just want to take care of the, you know, what I said earlier. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
right.
I understand.
Right. So, yeah, we'll take care of that situation for her. That's what we're here
okay.
for. We're here to help you, and I'll be here to make sure.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, we're here to make sure that we take care of each other, because it takes a village to raise a child. And your child is one of ours.
And her father, he's recently incarcerated doing 10 years.
Yeah, you ain't even got to go there with that, yo.
Yeah, you don't need to.
Yeah.
You don't need to explain none of that, honey.
I'm on the platform right now, and I'm going to be real with you. I've told these girls this for a long, these divas this for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Today, they really going to get to see what they do. See, this man on the other line, right here, is a true man. You understand? It's not about trying to get a date with you. It's all about your child and you trying to do the right thing by your child. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
That's why I said these
That's
girls
right.
right here, they don't know how powerful they are and how many people they reach. You know? And I'm glad you called and pushed that button and talked to us and let
yes,
us see you.
Yeah,
policy.
I'm over here. That's I'm kind of nervous. I'm kind of shy. But when it comes to my daughter,
don't
I
worry, you say
And
you
I
always
say, for God I live, for God I die. But that goes for my daughter, too.
That's right.
And you know,
you safe. You safe here, yo. I'm gonna be real with you. You got a family right here. And that's what we believe in here. You know,
that means a lot to me, because I'm actually from the system. I was put in foster care 8 months, and you know, so I never had a family.
Yeah, well, we're gonna take care of that. And let me tell you why I feel so strong about what I'm telling you, because Divas, are you ready for this?
Ready.
Matthew.
Yes, sir.
Who are you, Matthew?
Who am I?
Who are you, Matthew?
it's a complicated question. I'm a boy trying to. I'm not a boy. I'm a young man trying to make something of myself. See, I'm 17.
All right. And who's your father, Matthew? Who's your father?
My father.
Who's your father?
He's a very
you
wise
are.
Man. Who?
Uh-huh.
You are. I knew it.
Listen. Listen.
He sounds too much like him.
Listen.
Yes. Oh my God, I
need him. Listen, and I love him to death. We are across the water right now, and I love him. He knows I love him. He knows I will go to the end of the world for him, because that's what fathers do. That's what parents do. You see, that's
Absolutely.
Why we're here. You see, and he knows. He knows when I speak. He can tell you. He knows when I say what I say. It is bond. You know.
It is.
It is.
Wow, that's great.
That's his son?
That is, yes. I knew it. That's Dave's son. And thank you,
Dave.
Oh, my God.
Name?
Thank you.
Your son's name is Matthew.
Matthew
right.
is his name.
Yeah.
What was our thing?
Yo,
wow.
You got a good dad. You got a good dad in your life, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. Thank you. I appreciate it, man. Yeah.
Nah, no question, man. You're gonna be even better though, son. With a guy like that on your team, you can't lose, bro. You can't lose.
That's right. That's right.
Lose,
excellent.
Take it from me, bro. You can't lose with a man like that in your life, man, for real.
That's
Just
right.
know you can't
so
lose
we...
talk to him.
So we
yeah,
know
right. I'm, yeah.
I hate to cut all our peoples off,
Well, just hold on, Diva. Tina,
okay.
I do have all of Tina's information.
Okay.
Tina, what I'm gonna do tomorrow is we're gonna reach out to you. You're not working, so I'm gonna reach out to you during the day, and I'm gonna make some phone calls myself and Diva Angie. We're gonna make some phone calls for you, and then we'll be in contact with you tomorrow as well. And
thank you so much.
And Dave will be in contact with you and anyone that's listening in that would like to, you know, give any support to her, whether it's financially or, you know, just whether it's just you calling in and just saying, you know, how you're feeling, what's going on, just checking in with her. You can more than, you know, you're more than welcome to call in and feel free to, you know, call the Diva Squad as well.
Absolutely.
And you're not going to give our phone numbers on the air. That we're not going to do, but you can reach me on Facebook as Lavina Polite on Facebook, and you can reach Angie, Miss Mobetta, on Facebook as well. What's your name nowadays, Miss Mobetta, on Facebook?
It's still Miss Mobetta on Facebook.
All right, Miss Mobetta on Facebook. So
My
you can
bad.
Definitely reach out to us on Facebook
if you write in any of the GT Palace's pages, or there's like 10 of them, you can reach out to any of those pages as well. There is someone that checks it, you know, all day, every day. So we're definitely looking forward to showing support to you and helping you and just opening some doors just so you can see you're not alone. And we are family here at the Diva Squad and here at GT Palace. And we welcome you to our family.
Absolutely. Welcome. That's right. Welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Indeed, indeed.
So yeah. Again, folks, I don't mean, but we already know time is of the essence. Dave, your pimp hand work, it was strong tonight. I'm going to give you that.
Yes, it was.
His pimp hand was strong tonight. But we have to be obedient to the time because of things that we have to do. But we definitely, you know, appreciate all you gentlemen and the callers and listeners that are on the line. Because, again, you never know what the next person knows. Not to say that we know everything, but, again, what I don't know, somebody else might know, and you don't know who can help you. And that's why we open this platform up. So just somebody else out there might, you know, could be of asset to you. So we appreciate that. We definitely appreciate that. And like I said, we're not licensed psychologists over here by any means. But if we have some way that we can help support, then we'll do so. Definitely appreciate Rich and Lavina for having this and having me as their host. It does my heart justice to know that we can actually help somebody else. So, I appreciate that. I appreciate you guys.
We appreciate you.
Absolutely. And Tina, and you just stay in contact. Don't lose focus. And just know that there is help out there. Don't think that you're fighting this alone, because you're not.
No.
Nope. And that's what 21 Questions, who our topic was originally about tonight, 21 Questions. You sit down and have an adult conversation with your man. And y'all get this thing ironed out. Put all the chips on the table. He's already cheated. He's had a baby. The evidence is already there. Now you got to put all the chips on the table and move forward with this, whether it's together or separately. So hopefully all things work out for you. And again, I appreciate that. Thanks again. If you have any questions, comments, or you know topics that you'd like us to discuss here at GQ Palace, just send us an email at GEEQUE002@gmail.com, and that's in all lowercase letters, GEEQUE002@gmail.com. Or you can find me on Facebook, which I'm Miss Mo Better on Facebook, and on Instagram as well. I'm wearing it well on Instagram is my name. And yes, I'm wearing it well on Instagram. So, cut it out. You have Lavina Polite. You have Lavina GQ Palace, GQ Palace Magazine / Radio. GQ Palace. You type up GQ Palace anywhere on Facebook, and it's all gonna pop up.
A lot of different things.
Hit
That's right.
Any one of those pages to leave any kind of information you'd like, and you can get in contact with us that way. Again, we appreciate you guys, and I want you all to be blessed.
That's right. Have a blessed and safe week, and Tina will give you a call tomorrow. And thank you for calling, and guys, thank you for the callers, listeners, anyone that did press that one button. Thank you too. And we look forward to speaking to everyone. Well done tonight, Rodney. Thank you for your feedback. Matthew, thank you for joining us here at the Diva Squad. And have a blessed day to everyone. And we hope you guys soon.
Good night. God bless all you.
Peace and love, bud.
I hope you're ready, baby. Cause I'm gonna take you all the way tonight. Can you feel that? Yeah. Tonight. I'm trying to feel your body.
the tune-up wasn't gay. Things, grown things, you and me all night.